Are you a summer, winter, perhaps spring or autumn? This is not about your favorite season of the year, but your color palette. How do you know which colors are best for you? I spoke with a color consultant to find out more. Your choice in clothing says a lot about you, and apparently, according to Darren Wright, your choice in color does too. On June 24th, Wright will be speaking at the Life Care Center of Hixson as part of their Live Well speaker series. So what exactly does a color consultant do?
Basically, I help people find their harmony colors. And that could be for your wardrobe, that can be for your cosmetics, that can be for your interiors, it could be for your bridal party and your wedding party. It's endless of what this could be. For your business, it could be for your logo, for your advertising purposes. It's a big field.
There have been many studies done about the impact of color. For instance, a study done at one point for painting the walls. They thought that pink would be a comfortable color for prisons and such, and then they found out that it's calming at first, but very quickly agitates people. So they looked for colors in the room that would impact the mood of people. So there's very real evidence that the colors you surround yourself with determines how you're going to feel, and long-term, what your overall emotional well-being is going to be. That's what you do. Look for that best well-being.
Exactly. I had this little thing that I was thinking of, and it's really for color skeptics. You know, people that think that color doesn't make a difference. So the scenario would be something like, you go to work, you feel like crap, and everybody is saying to you, you look really good today, you look great. And you're thinking, oh gosh, I feel horrible. Why does everybody think I look great? And then you go home, look at yourself in the mirror like, oh, okay, I guess I don't look that bad, but I sure do feel bad. And then the next day you go in and they look at you and they go, I'm so sorry, you don't feel good. Oh gosh, you've had that forever. I sure hope you get over that. And you're like, but I feel great. Why do I feel great? And everybody's telling me I look bad. And you look in the mirror and you go, oh, I kind of do look bad today. Gosh, I feel good. And then you think about what you're wearing. And really, it could just be as simple as it's a color situation. You had on this top that took away the color from your skin, that made you look ill. It took the color out. It drained you. It might have made you look gray. It might have made you look sallow. The day that you didn't feel good, you had a color on that made you look vibrant and alive and fresh and amazing. That's what I show people, the difference between a good color versus a color that's not as pleasant on them.
Everybody's skin tone is a little bit different, and it also varies according to season. Is that some of the reasons why we have seasonal colors in our wardrobe?
It is. The specific first point that you made about the undertones in the skin, that is the key behind finding your harmony colors and why we have like what we call winter, spring, summer, and autumn colors. Now, your depth in color doesn't make a difference. So if you and I were to get tan, we are still going to be in that same color spectrum, but we would be richer within that spectrum. As we lose tan, we would be less vibrant or we would be softer, but we would still be in that little area. I call it like a little color block. And that's how the seasons really have developed the analysis part of it. But when people put a term, winter, spring, summer, and autumn, that actually came about back in the 1800s when the painters began to paint outside. When easels were developed and they were able to go outside, they realized that when the sun was in a different area, when the weather began to change, the sun makes a big difference how you see color. So how light affects the color changes the color, and there's a vibe to the colors that you find within the four seasons.
Let's do an example, okay?
Okay.
What would you say first, looking at me?
You're really putting me on the spot. Okay, so it's sometimes really hard to eyeball somebody right off the top because you have to see the difference between the color and the skin. So I could cheat and I could grab some drapes and see what, if you were better with warm or cool, and then we can make that decision. I'm thinking you might be a cool of some sort, and without checking the drapes, I wouldn't know for sure. But I only say that because, and I have to ask you, and you're on, you know, public radio, but is that your natural hair color?
Yes.
Okay. We try not to add the hair and the eyes too much into the analysis because it's only a tiny portion of you and your skin is your largest organ, so we need to go by that. However, there are some clues in your hair. And one of the things I see in your hair is that there is some coolness tone to it. You don't have a warm, natural hair. And even your eyebrows have some coolness to it. And I'm looking at your skin and I say, you know, it looks like it's more on the cooler side. So I could see you looking pretty in maybe purple blues, blue purples, blues. I could think that would be pretty for you. And I could think that you would probably look lovely in pinky corals as well as even a bluer red. And not so much like a full-blown orange. Something that has a little kind of, I would say red, and most people would say pink to it. Does that sound about right?
Well, I have to admit about 80% of my wardrobe is purple.
I love it. Okay, there you go. And even purples range. You know, there's warmer purples and there's cooler purples. And again, getting back to the basics of art, we find that there's more cool purples than there are warm purples. And purple's actually considered a cool tone, except for one grouping of it. Every one of our colors has a notation behind it. We've even taken that one step further. I follow a color theory system, a color notation system called the Munsell system. And it was originated in the 1800s by Albert Munsell. It is an actual system of taking that color and he gives it a number. As that color, let's say red, follows its path down the red trail, it changes ever so slightly from being a cooler red to the warmest of the reds. It has a number to it. It goes from a blue red, and then it gets to a neutral red, and then it gets just slightly a bit warmer, and then it gets to an orange red or a yellow red. So it becomes warmer as it travels. And so we take those and we go, okay, this is 5R, 4 or 6. Like, we actually give it a number. Then we can recreate our colors and know what our goal is.
And when you do colors for an individual, and that would help set their wardrobe or their makeup or something that's very personal, how do you do colors for someone's home?
You don't have to have a personal color analysis to come into our studio for us to work with you. You know, it is a service that costs a little bit of money. It is a wonderful investment in yourself. But if they want to take this to the level of really having harmony and being able to present a positive image as far as like in everyday life and career, just feeling better about yourself, looking fresher, looking more healthy, just not wasting money, not spending money on paint for your home and then looking at that color and go, oh gosh, I hate it, then getting a personal color analysis, I think, is key. Because when we know that, we know how to work within the parameters that are going to make you happy. Because really, you have to be happy in your living space. It is very, very important. Sometimes when you feel stress, it's because your colors are off at home and you're not able to fully relax. The best thing to do is get some swatches. You put them on your wall, live with them for a little bit before you start painting everything. And then you can make a better decision.
And there's a group of people that get together and decide what the colors are going to be for a season, a few years in advance, right, so that designers can incorporate those color schemes into fabrics and paint and everything, so that the entire color palette for everything, clothing, furniture, paints, everything changes. How do they determine those colors, and does that have any impact on what you do as a color consultant?
Definitely has impact. You're speaking of Pantone and their trendsetters. It's been around in the fashion industry for years, and it's really exciting because they come up with their, you know, color story for the year, and they have a group of colors. So we know several years in advance what's going to happen. We do follow the trends because we like to know what's going to happen and what is going to be out there fashion-wise, so we can consult our clients as to what colors to direct them to. When we do a color analysis, we give you a shopping book, like you have a palette of colors that you can use. It's lovely to know what those new colors are going to be because we can say, okay, these colors have been tested and you can't wear that one, but you could wear this one. Or you can wear that if you like, but you want to wear it at your lower part of your body and not up against your face. Because that's the thing about having your colors done. It really doesn't mean that you can't wear certain colors. It just means, where should I wear those colors? And that's the most important thing. You want to put the colors that make you look most lovely from your décolleté up closest to your face, because obviously it's going to reflect. But in the color stories, you are going to have sometimes colors that aren't going to be your friend. You'll probably even look at them and go, I just don't really care for that. I think it's a pretty color for somebody else, but I don't think it's a pretty color for me. I'll stay away from that one.
You're going to be at Life Care Center, and this is free and open to the public. What can people expect if they attend this event?
I'm going to show people how they could kind of do some quick little cheater tips on how they could find out what would be a good palette for them to start with. Like, would they be better with a warmer palette or a cooler palette? So something you could do at home, and I'm going to explain how you can use color in your life to enhance your life, to make you more presentable, to make you feel better, to make you look fresher, and to maybe even help you think better. Because as you said, they've done studies to say that when you're in the right color spectrum, it really does stimulate your brain and helps you focus better. So I'm going to offer some really fun, quick tips, and hopefully it'll be a little interactive, and I hope they'll really enjoy it.
After our interview, Darren Wright demonstrated how to determine your personal color palette. I spent some time covered in gray and facing a well-lit mirror while she draped solid color swatches of fabric around my neck. Some colors looked really good, and others instantly made my skin tone fade or tint a sickly color. By the way, I'm a winter. Darren Wright will be providing information on improving your life through color at the Life Care Center of Hixson on Tuesday, June 24th at 6 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. Call 423-591-6609 to reserve a spot for Live Well with Color Blocking. For WUTC's Around and About, this is a very winter-toned rabbit.